Four, three, two, one. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, the podcast that cannot harmonize, apparently. No, it's the Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno, whether it be politics, pop culture, retail, establishments, eateries, music, nerdy stuff.
Nerds.
And I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater. With me, as always, is Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Fresno!
Which includes a bunch of podcasts that you probably already listened to if you're listening to this one.
Of course.
All
right.
We're here to talk about...
What happened, man?
What
missed you. Where have you been?
You know, life...
Where have I been?
Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
So,
it's all my fault.
Okay.
Blame me.
I will blame you.
We did do a lost show.
We did. There will be a lost show at some time.
It might pop up.
It might pop up. We used an app.
Yeah.
See, this is my fault because we used this app, and it's a cool... It seems like a really cool app.
Brand new thing called Ringer.
Called Ringer. And you call me or I call you, and then it records both of our audio and then syncs it somehow later.
Yeah.
It sends it to us. Well, my phone died before it was done uploading the audio. So it's trapped on my phone, I think.
According to the Ringer people, it's trapped in your phone.
Right.
And you got to get it
out. And I
got
to get it back, and I just haven't yet. I think it's really cool that the Ringer people were like, okay, we'll figure this out.
Oh, he was on it.
Yeah.
He was on it. And he's the guy that I've heard this guy on a few podcasting podcasts, you know. So it was the guy. It wasn't like just some.
Oh, this is like
some
the,
you know 15-year-old
yeah.
hacker guy. It was
no,
like
this
the
is
guy
the,
that owns it.
Well, there you go.
He was working on it.
Yeah, and he seemed really like super, you know, happy about it. Happy to be doing it. Let's get this figured out.
Let's get it figured out.
So
we'll figure it out, man. Don't worry about it, bro. Like,
he was much more excited about it than we were. Yeah. So someday you will see a lost podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't.
So sorry, that was a record length of time for between shows. For
It was too much. So we're back now, and we're here to talk about Fresno stuff.
Yeah.
So
we cover in the last show we covered the Tarkanian.
We covered in the last show we talked about Tark. So you know we could touch on it for a quick moment. He died.
Yeah. Yes.
They dimmed the lights.
Yeah,
in
that
Vegas.
Was cool. They dimmed the lights on the strip.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, that was
so
awesome.
That was really cool.
And they did a cool thing at the Fresno State game. They did, you know, put a towel on
Seat
and the coach's seat and left it.
Well, and I think they're having a big thing this weekend. I heard today.
Okay.
Out at the Save Mart Center. Just, you know, I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's a free thing. You can go and hang out. I think it's on Saturday, so. You'll probably miss it if you're listening to this podcast, but
yeah,
there
maybe.
It is.
Maybe.
So Tark.
And then the stage, because that's the stage, the famous, infamous stage
the infamous
at the Grizzly game. We used to talk about that and how, you know, where the hell is it, what's going on.
Right. And so we talked about that on the other last podcast too, the one you'll never hear, about how it was sold.
Mm-hmm.
And how sad. Actually... Do we
it
say,
went away.
It went away. It's not sad. No one cares. It was broken anyway. You know, the sad part about it is, and it's like a lot of things in this town, you know, they paid $300,000 to have this thing put in originally, this stage, and it was going to be this great thing and get us all this, all these bands coming through, you know, because they'll want to
use
this
stage.
Make up
the gap between baseball seasons.
Sure.
With revenue
right.
and with concerts and stuff.
So they have this stage, $300,000. It broke possibly... As they were putting it in, I mean, I don't know.
It
never seemed to work.
Pretty quick.
And so they ended up selling it $25,000.
Just like, get it off our hands.
They're like, yeah. And I mean, hey, whatever. It makes sense. I mean, it's not doing any good there. So, we have a visitor.
There's choppers overhead.
So that was probably most of what we talked about last time.
Yeah.
And those were two big kind of things that were happening since you last heard our podcast. What else? We'll let that go.
Well, coming up, one thing coming up,
uh-huh.
As you're listening to this, you might be out there right now listening to this in the morning. on distributing Kids Day.
Kids Day.
Papers.
Yeah.
You're going to be Kids Day in
I will
this
be
year?
Kids Day. So it's March 3rd. It's that Tuesday.
Yeah.
I will be out at the corner of Olive and Van Ness. That's my corner right there by Chuck Leonard's
Studio. Olive and Van Ness.
I'll be out there at 5 o'clock in the morning selling papers before the sun comes up.
You get your oil change right there, too?
Yep. That's right.
Why are you doing it?
Bus stop. I can catch the bus, get my oil change, go on the Chuck Leonard
Go in the bakery, the Pandaria.
Yeah, right there. Yep.
The old locks.
So I'll be out there if you want to come by and buy a paper or throw things at. Don't throw things at. But buy a paper.
You suck, T.
I like Kids
Did
Day.
You Have you got anyone yell at you?
No.
No?
No, Kids Day, man, people are so nice. It's like crazy. People are just, you know, they'll drive by and either like wave the paper at you so, you know, you'll see that they already have one. Or, you know, if they're not going to buy one, they just won't look at you. You know, they'll just kind of
yeah,
away
yeah.
as they're driving by.
I always do the, I'll buy a couple and then put them on my dash.
Yeah. Which is real nice, yeah.
Stay away from me.
Yeah, which is real nice because then I can see, you already got it, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to hassle people, but right. Yeah, no, people are so nice and it's just...
And then not enough people, I guess you just got to remember as a Fresnan to have cash that day, morning.
Yeah. So, like, March 3rd.
So many people 3rd, don't have cash anymore.
Yeah, have cash and, you know, give us $5 or whatever. You
right?
know? It's kind of nice.
See, I always sticks in my head, Ed, who I assume is a listener, Ed Stewart, blogger.
Yeah.
Local blogger. I remember one year brought up something that's always stuck with me is that, you know, are we okay with this being that there, Valley Children's is a for-profit school, it's a for-profit hospital? And like, so like, do they specifically, do you know
yes.
that money that you're donating on Kids Day specifically goes to something that doesn't yes. involve their profit system or whatever?
Well, I mean, I their believe revenue. So, because look, here's the thing about Valley Children's. They treat everyone.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not involved in Valley Children's.
But, I mean, they treat everyone. So, regardless, whoever comes there is going to get treated. So, you know, yeah, they're for a profit. They are for profit, but, you know... There is that idea that they're treating,
yeah.
Whoever comes through the door is going to get treated, whether they could pay for it or not.
Yeah.
And so I assume, you know, I think that this money goes to help those
people
who
can't pay for it.
Yeah, aren't going to be able to pay for it or
pay for whatever
it
is.
Yeah, and yeah, I think so.
we hope we like to think so.
You know, I think if you read Kids Day. I think it says kind of there's a little explainer
about
where the money
something
for
vaguely
it,
like
it
that.
Goes. But it's definitely like, you know, I think Valley Children's Hospital is one of those things that just they always talk about this. And maybe it's just that they have really good marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But they always talk about like people who love Valley Children's because everyone knows someone who has been there at some point. If you had,
I took my daughter
kids,
to emergency there. She
right.
split open her head.
Yeah.
She fell in her, or she fell, ran into her Elmo chair.
Oh no!
We had to uh-huh. bring her there, and we told her, you know, asked our normal doctor, and she's like, "No, go to Valley Children's right. Emergency. They'll stitch her up better than I can stitch her up." So
see, there you go.
We went there.
And I think that's the thing. You know, if you've had a kid or know someone who's had a kid or were a kid, you probably at some point were at Valley Children, you know?
Yeah.
So there it is. That's why people love it. And that's, I think, you know, they have a lot of that goodwill in town. And I don't know. I get excited being out on the street.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's an interesting day. It's bad when it rains.
Yeah. I like it. Before it happens, I'm like, this is great. I hate it the day of, like as I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4:30 to go out there. And then, you know, about 6 o'clock it starts being good. And then about 9 I'm really like, this was really cool.
Uh-huh.
And then it's over and I go back to work and get off early. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's an interesting day. Yeah. I wonder how, if this is like something that happens in most cities, kind of have some sort of similar thing.
I have no idea.
Or how unique that is for us.
Yeah. It seems like I couldn't see this really happening in other places where
you know,
hundreds of people take to the streets and stand in the middle of the thing hawking newspapers.
Yeah, right. even though it's technically against code or whatever.
I think maybe there's city code they make now. An exception or something. Yeah. I don't know. But
although I've been seeing a lot of people complain, I think in the B even, you know, people complaining about how there's panhandlers are kind of doesn't seem to be getting enforced the medium law.
Oh yeah,
anymore or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, run them down. Just run
not
them
the kids'
over.
Day people. The homeless
no,
people.
No, the panhandlers. Just run them over and they'll get the hint. They'll get the hint. Stay off the media. So yeah, kids' day is happening. That's going to be real exciting. I think.
Yeah.
You know, get your money. Yeah, get a dollar. I know everyone has a dollar. And
yeah, come on, man.
You can, you know,
and you can actually. It's the one day a year everyone actually has the printed B.
That's true.
Because you get the full, which you get the full paper.
Yeah, you get the full paper.
And that's actually cheaper than getting the paper.
The actual paper, yes. Yeah, no, it's good. I love it.
So the B must lose their ass on that day.
It's a donation, man.
Mm-hmm.
We have a partnership.
Respect. That's well. Nobody ever. You know. You talk about valid children. Nobody ever. You know. Hey, look at what the B is. That's a lot of money that they printed out, and they're not getting back.
True. Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, I think you know, there's time of the. You know, it's all done by B staff, writes the stories and does the reporting and all that other good stuff and puts it together. So there is a
it's the bees giving back to the
community. I mean, there's definitely we put some time and some effort into this thing and think about it a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. About exactly the story, the kind of stories we want to tell and that kind of stuff. So if you like it, support it, definitely.
Boom.
I'll be there.
I usually forget, like, and then all of a sudden I'm going to work. Oh shit. It's kids' day.
Yeah, the first person.
Do I have any money? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have the money?
Do I have a dollar? Well, what else? What else is happening?
Rogue Festival time.
Oh, it's Rogue.
Have you seen any Rogue shows
Festival
yet?
Time. I have not seen any Rogue show. This is the 11th year of the Rogue Festival. No. Yes?
I've seen some more than that.
Oh, man, I'm so confused. It could be the 1,000th year.
We need to get a research team.
I wouldn't even know. Man, the Rogue Festival. So for those who don't know, the Rogue, and everyone should know if they're from Fresno or they care about Fresno.
Somebody listening to this show probably knows about the Rogue Festival.
It is the Fringe Festival. Fresno Fringe Festival. It's a performing arts festival. They have these all across the United States.
Fringe Festival, yeah.
And, you know, kind of the idea is you just, it's the place where you can see stuff that you're not going to be able to see for the rest of the year. Mostly performing arts, but I guess other stuff. So it's a lot of one-man shows. It's a lot of weird music stuff. You know, it's just, there's some theater, there's some dance. You know, NoCo, the Fresno Dance Collective, does a show. Or has been doing shows the last few years, and those are always nice.
It's the 14th.
So. Get out of here.
14th.
How was I so off? You know what? I was thinking about a different event, which we'll talk about in the next couple minutes here. But, yeah. So, if, you know, and so the Rogue Festival, 14 years. This year, they're doing things a little differently.
They have wristbands.
So, you got to buy a wristband. It's a $2 wristband or a $3 wristband. Mm-hmm. And this is in addition to the money that you pay to go to the actual event. So, you know, a show might cost $5, $7. And then you buy the wristband for...
One-time purchase.
One-time purchase.
$3.
$3, you have it for the weekend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're using that as a way... to raise money actually for the Rogue because mm-hmm. You know all the proceeds
supports
from,
the infrastructure and the infrastructure of the Rogue
lets them continue to operate
yeah.
because all the proceeds from the show go directly back to the artist, you know, so the way it works is if you're an artist, you pay your entrance fee or your application fee, whatever it is. And then that's an upfront fee, and then you get all the money from the door. So if you charge $10 at the door and you sell out 200 people, that money is yours, you know, for the night. So for the artist, it's really cool. I mean, you can make a lot of money coming out to the Rogue. That's why we get so many touring artists coming through, so we'll have a lot of people coming from out of town.
They'll actually pay for their trip.
Oh, man, for sure. You know,
give them gas money to move on to the next place.
For sure, yeah. Or, you know, a lot of them fly in. They'll fly in and
dang, that's crazy.
They'll fly in and they'll stay with people in town, you know, so they have people who are willing to take in rogue performers for the week or 2 weeks that they're here. So they'll fly in, you know, stay with people, and then they'll fly out and they'll head off to the next Fringe Festival or head home or whatever, and, you know, they'll make some decent...
Fringe Festival professionals.
There's a circuit that people do, and, you know, there might be 5 or 6 festivals a year that they'll go to, so... and a lot of people, this is the one they want to go to because they know they can make money. Because it's set up differently than a lot of festivals. There's like a you have to get in a lottery to get a spot. A lot of festivals just do it different ways, and so but people are pretty happy with the way that this one's run as far as the artists are concerned. Right. And for for fans, you get to go out and. You know, for 10 or 20 bucks cheap. A weekend, you can see some pretty good stuff. So
I comb over the... I love having the program. And, you know, you can usually pick that up on most tower locations. But and I'll just, like, scour that hard to, like, make sure.
You won't
sure.
even go to shows, but you'll just look
yeah,
at
that. Yeah, I'll just be like, man, it feels like I went.
I read all of their bios.
No, but just to make sure I'm going to something like... But, I mean, part of the magic of Rogue is, you know, just taking a chance on something what the hell? It's 45 minutes and $5. What the hell?
Yeah, you're going to see something
check
crappy.
It out. Yeah, probably. I've seen a couple crappy things, but...
You know what?
I'm more...
Why would you say that about my show? My show was good.
Yours was great. All the shows I've seen you
right,
in.
Right. Thank
but
you.
But, like, you'll be inspired more than you are bummed by bad show. Like,
That
you'll be more impressed. I am usually more impressed than I am bummed about a show or something I go to.
Yeah, right. Most of the time, even if it's terrible, you're like, but there's a little something.
Yeah, there was
there.
Something there that was cool. Like, even like, so like, I like how the Beehive has always done a good job of like, basically, if you want to really be stingy about what you see, you just wait for the Beehive to do its first wave of reviews, the first weekend of reviews, and then you go off of that. And they're like, all right, this looks like one I'm going to go see.
Right.
This looks like one to stay away from.
This is not going to be the, yeah.
Yeah.
But usually, you know, I mean, and there have actually been some bad ones. And it's always well, what do you really say about it? Because... Yeah. Because
Rogue, just like whoever gets their entries in first gets in.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any kind of like filter system of like, I don't think this show's going to work. We can't have you in. They're just like, pay your money, get your bid, get your submission in, and you're in.
And that's the beautiful thing about it because it means that like, so a lot of times what people will do, artists, they'll just put their submission in. They won't even have an idea of what the show's going to be. Until a month, you know.
Yeah, they'll just be like, just put it in.
Just put it,
and I'll figure it out.
Right, we'll figure it. I mean, I think a lot of artists, and some artists have like kind of an idea. And some, you know, some of the out-of-town people, I think they have shows that they tour with. So they have a better sort of idea. But, you know, some people, I think it really is like, well, I'm going to be writing this tomorrow. So I can do it next weekend.
Yep.
And it ends up being really good or kind of, you know, whatever. So I will definitely be out for a few shows at least.
I think my all-time favorite still.
Okay.
Outside of Blake, the 1 year Blake did it, basically did a talk show.
You loved
Fresno talk show, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But the other one, that I dug totally and I was just there by myself. And, the Road to Pinmarks.
Oh, yeah.
They did a couple times.
Right, they did it twice.
Pick a silent movie, and then they live soundtracked the movie.
Yeah.
It was, oh, my God.
Which
so
one
cool.
did you see? Do you remember?
I saw...
the first one or the...
Was it Dracula? It was either Dracula or Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't,
yeah.
I think it was Dracula.
Yeah, they did a couple. Yeah, I saw
it
that.
It was like, you know, the OG, the
right,
first
right, Dracula. The original.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I saw, I don't even remember what it was, the movie. I think it was like some weird French title.
Yeah, I missed the other film. One.
But, yeah, really good.
That was,
and
just
that's
like,
something that was really, you wouldn't be able to see any, like, they would never do that at right. any other point.
You would never, there, like, you know? Get...
And
like,
I think what that band was specifically put together for...
For that.
For, to do that thing, yeah.
And it was basically kind of like an all-star band.
That was really
Fresno
good,
Fresno supergroup that made that, you know. It was, like, basically the Fay Wray's for the most
right,
part.
Right, yeah, it was Eli and Benji and some of those guys, I think. Yeah, no, that was really cool. That was a very... That's probably... Could be one of my
Turbo!
Favorites. Could be
Turbo Laden.
Yes.
On the keys.
Yeah. It could be one of my favorite, actually. One of my favorite shows was the first one I saw of theirs. I think, you know, the Reverend Nuge, Tommy Nugent.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a couple of his shows that I thought were really good. Mostly, I like the guy. Like, you know, the first time he came through town, I did a story on him. And, you know, it was just like I met... We kind of hung out for a little bit, and it was just really cool. And so, you know, now I feel like he's one of these people when he comes through town, it's more like, I know that guy, you know.
Right,
like,
right.
I would, you know, maybe not friends. But maybe, but I don't know. I mean, you know.
Maybe he's like, I wish Josh would, like, you know, ask me
so,
to
right, yeah,
go out to dinner
go
or
hang
something.
Out, yeah, whatever. So, no, but he's a really cool guy, and so it, some of his shows were great. I want to say... Who else did I see or have I seen that were some really good shows? You know, yeah, that's it. I can't even remember. You know, truthfully, here's my problem with Rogue. There's so much that's happening, and I hardly ever get to many.
Oh,
of
yeah.
them,
you know, get to, and you get to do it for your job.
Yeah, that's so. Just how it is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rogue Festival, go to it.
Yeah.
What's it, roguefest.com? Do you get
it? It is roguefestival.com.
Or you can go to fresnobee.com.
Fresnobeehive.com and look at the reviews.
And fresnobeehive.com too. I think we're going to try to do something different this year than just the straight reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to try to do more of like daily recaps, looking at some of the highlights and lowlights of the thing. Just because, you know, there's not... Once upon a time, there were a lot of beehivers, you know, there was like,
right.
I remember the one year it was like, you know, Mike and Heather and Kathy and Donald and, you know, there was like six
you guys
or
are all
eight,
out
you
there
know,
doing it.
Yeah, people
bumping into each other.
Right. And we just don't really have that now. So, and it just gets, it's kind of laborious to go through and see every show. So there might be some reviews that get up, you know, I it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, but, there will definitely be coverage there at the FresnoBeehive.com. And FresnoBee.com has a couple of stories up today, by the time you're looking at this, yeah, for sure, about a couple of acts and what's going on there. So there it is.
All right.
Rogue.
Another big thing that's happened in the creative community of Fresno is a new album.
Whoa,
big
what?
Time. Album from what? A local artist.
Are you kidding me?
Fash.
Hey, let's just go ahead and make this the artist of the episode.
All right.
Play it.
I'm at a crossroads, lost hope and I lost quotes. My heart smokes for the fire that y'all to provoke. For the disbelievers, guess the game was missing the leader. Now they kissing my sneakers, lipstick on my Adidas. Word to the reverend, I'm running this shit like Russell Simmons. The game is the scrimmage, I'm stretching my muscle. It's blasphemous, bastards been acid, hazardous, hatchet. Smash on they ass with this classic shit fashion. Gave him the biz, you ain't even gotta ask if you do it to the casket dip. Believe it or not, legacy mean a lot. Fiending the reef for the top, yard screaming I drop. Damn, high break, free from they locks. Make prisoners up a Rikers Island, think out the box. This couldn't have been predicted by the Myers. Wrestling with religion and science. Look,
give me something. till I'm a 1%er. Business is warfare, fuck you niggas. Edgar Hoover said stop the rise of a black messiah. The judge said charge teens as adults, turn them to lifers. Us holy, brush waves slowly, Tusker ivory beside me. Thus no slave Toby, don't try me. We enter in the age of Aquarius, where Ukrainian armies and US National Guard tensions flaring up. So unforgiving is the universe when you don't listen. It's all written, that soul quenching goal you're missing. Careful of ending in a destructive P-Down system, where you're wild walking the ground, turn to meows and missing. I'm torn between religions, my necklace is represent.
So that's Bechon, who is a local rapper.
We've talked about him several times.
Yeah, I think he's been artist of the episode
freaking,
again.
I mean, he should be.
But
so tell us, you did a great story on the B. You got the front page, yo.
Front page, A1.
I read the whole article.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good stuff, man.
You know, so Fashawn is this. He's 26 now, but he started rapping, you know, when he was, I don't know, 14 or 15, and he's a kid that like, he's the story that you when you think about rap stars or you think about rappers, you know, and kind of like what you mostly think about, like these kids from the slums, and then they somehow, like, you know, through the power of music, like, make it to, you know, the big time.
Mm-hmm.
That's this.
Yeah,
that's what
it
this
is
guy,
the quintessential, I mean,
you know, he grew
story.
Up.
Like, it's so that story that you don't think it's, you think it must be
right.
Manufactured, but it's not.
No, it's not. I mean, he, you know, grew up, you know, he didn't know his dad. His dad was in a gang. His dad was in jail. His mom was mostly, she was there, but she was also on drugs a whole lot. And eventually, you know, Child Protective Services took him away. And he lived, you know, at the Craycroft Center down at the Fresno Rescue Mission for a long time. You know, and he got taken in by his uncle. And he was living in all these, like, really kind of slummy places. And, you know, but he wanted to be a rapper, and he had all these, like, you know, lyrics and things that he was writing down all the time. He had this pen and this notebook, and he had people who were willing to take a, like, who saw, like, hey, this guy has some talent, mm-hmm. and they were like, I want to put you in touch with this guy, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he took those opportunities, and he just worked his ass off, and now, you know, we talked about it before on the show. He got signed to Mass Appeal Records, which is the record label run by Nas. It's also the home of Run the Jewels. Do you know about Run the Jewels?
No.
So Run the Jewels is this, like, indie rap sensation. They're all popular now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're super, like, with the hipster kids, you know.
Right.
It's a rap group. But so, you know, he's on the same record label as them, and just released what would be his second album, but it's his debut album for Mass Appeal, and it's called The Ecology, and it just, I mean, great album, you know, really good story, got a ton of press for it, including the Fresno B story, you know, and it was really, you know, they reached out to us and said, hey, we have this story that we want to tell, which is, you know, the story of Fashawn, but the actual story, you know, like, here's the story of this kid who's, you know, mom, was born essentially addicted to drugs, and who's, you know, her mom was, like, giving her drugs and medicating her when she was a little kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, and then she grew up, and now, you know, Fashawn has become a man and has his own daughter, and it has to make these decisions about, like, well, how am I going to be a dad compared to the dad I didn't have, compared to the mom that, you know, was on drugs. At the same time, you know, he's going and seeing, like, the world because he's a rapper,
right.
You know. So he's playing around the world in all these different places and seeing, like, oh, yeah, like, it's the same story everywhere. You know, I'm not alone in my struggles here in Fresno. And so it's just a really cool, it's a great story. And, you know, the other part of it is he still claims Fresno. I mean, Fresno's
yeah.
his home. This is where he lives. This is... You know, and we don't see that. You know, I can't think of, I mean, right now, definitely there's not anyone who has made the kind of noise that he's made in music. I mean, I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, from Fresno, for sure.
That's even that close. I think, you know, if you look back, I guess, you know, Timmy T did some things with it, you know. I mean, he had that number one record or whatever. He's from Fresno.
And Fashawn did it. Did one more.
He did. Yeah, he did like a little tribute to Timmy, hip hop number. But, you know, I mean, Let's Go Bowling, I think, in their heyday was probably around the same.
For their genre.
You know, yeah. Sure. I mean, I think they were definitely in that same league. They had a major record release. It didn't do really good. I mean, it hit at a bad time, you know, because it was right around the time when, like, people decided ska music wasn't a thing they wanted to deal with anymore. But they definitely were, you know, right up there. There's been some other people, I think, in town. There's lots of musicians in town that are doing really cool things. Other places and, you know, Grammys and all that stuff. But, like, as far as, like, a person, like an artist saying, you know, I'm from Fresno, blah, I think he's it. So, it was cool. I was really happy to be a part of it, like, you know, to be a part of being able to tell that story and kind of get... hang out with him and see the whole thing. And so it's cool. The story's up on the FresnoBee.com if you want to go check it out. And
try to put a link to it in the show notes. Yeah. Show notes.
It's really cool. I got a few calls from people who were like, how dare you put a rapper on the cover? Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Were they old fogies, I assume?
I don't know. They just left messages on my phone. But, you know, there was one that was like that, you know, it's all good, fine and good if you want to write about a rapper, you know, but to put him on the front, you know. And then another person...
Did you read the story?
Another person called in and said, you know, I want you to know that that number that, you know, because Fashawn has his apartment complex, his building, his address tattooed on his wrist because that's where he's from, you know. And she's...
To remind them, this like, person, where he came
you know,
from.
Yeah, calls and says, you know, I want you to know that... that's not an apartment complex. That's a gang symbol. That gangs use that. So, you know, you may want to call the magic team and like, you know, like okay, yes,
yeah. Well, you go ahead and do that.
And obviously, they you know call and don't leave a way for me to call them back or anything like that. So, but no, it's been really interesting. I think. I'm excited
and
to
that
see
that person.
Yeah,
Ray Appleton.
No,
no, it wasn't Ray.
I'm surprised. You know what's really funny is so Michael DeManuel Jr., who's a noted Republican, and he has a spot on Power Talk, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And like one of those little 1 minute things. Yeah. He actually did a spot on the day, you know, I guess so that was Sunday. So Monday he did a spot talking about how Fashawn is great because he's an example of the American dream. Like coming if you work hard enough and you know.
Look at that.
Yeah. It was really I was like, wow, okay. This is
Fashawn has crossed over into conservative radio.
Apparently so, you know. So but speaking of Ray Appleton, all right.
Oh yes,
man!
Radio
I gotta
talk.
Get...
It's time for
it's
radio,
time for radio talk.
Talk.
I always get okay. So the Oscars happened, right?
Yep.
And Birdman won Best Picture.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I haven't seen Bird. Have you seen Birdman?
No.
Okay. Do you know about Birdman?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I watched all. I love the Oscars. I watched the whole Oscars.
So Birdman won. American Sniper did not win.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So Ray goes on this thing.
Here we go.
For like, I don't know how long.
That's all you had to do is set it up like, oh, I know where Ray's going with this.
But, you know, he sees the movie and he doesn't. He's like, I just don't understand. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. Blah, blah, blah. So he's like, if you have seen it, call in. Well, obviously no one that has seen the movie is going to call in. And all you're going to get are people who... haven't or you know tried to watch the movie.
I haven't seen Birdman, but there's no way it's better than American Sniper.
One guy called in and he was like, "I watched the trailer and I was just I was completely confused." You know,
the trailer confused me.
And then, I mean, really, it was just. And then someone else called later and said, "You know, I don't know. It's just this thing that gets me where it's like,
it's just Hollywood."
No, and they're mad. And then I think someone at one point said something about, you know, American Sniper didn't win because it had America in the title. And, you know, like no one. And I'm thinking, are you guys kidding me right now? Is this, you know, is this real life that's happening? I just don't like this whole...
It happens
whole,
a lot when you listen to
I guess so.
Or, no. Yeah,
I just... I don't... There's this whole thing of... like, if you like Birdman or you like things that are maybe a little highbrow, you're elitist. You're sort of like...
Elitist. Look,
and it's like, are you kidding?
You're an elitist!
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen some movies that I have not understood, like that I watched and afterwards go, I don't know what the hell that movie was about, you know? And maybe I liked them for various reasons.
Yeah.
I don't think Birdman is one of those movies. I don't think Birdman's, you know, like, David Lynch did not do Birdman, you know? I don't know. Anyway, that's my rant. There it is. Radio talk. Radio rant.
Radio talk.
We need to start a segment where it's radio rant, and I'll just rant about something I heard on the radio. Anyway, well, I thought it was...
Well, I have a rant on
okay.
Fresno Bee columnist.
Is it me?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It's a guy that does, like, once a week, he does, like, a sports column.
Okay.
It's in the second page. It's like, is it
you
White
lost me.
Or Jack
you
White
lost
or
me.
Something?
Because I don't read the newspaper.
It's not Warzowski or whatever.
Okay.
I love his stuff.
Okay.
Like, he does
so there's
those
a
little snippets.
Columnist.
But, like, he, like...
Every other week.
It seems like
is
maybe,
it,
seems
is
like
it
maybe he's, like, freelancer because he just does it once a week, and that's the only time I see
him. Okay. Is it... okay, it could be... I mean, it could be... Is it a Fresno Bee columnist, or is it something that they may pick up from a wire service?
No, it's Fresno.
It's local.
It's a local guy.
Because he talks about local.
Because that's what pissed me off.
Okay, because
right, it was like Tarkanian passing away, and there was like a lot of people going like, he was like the greatest thing that ever happened to the Fresno State basketball program. And then some of us old people
guys
are like, no, actually, Boy Grant was the best coach Fresno State's ever had. So he basically did a little blurb. Was like, for all you blue-haired,
you
know, so-and-sos that keep telling me about Boy Grant, shut up. Boy Grant didn't get on 60 Minutes. Boy Grant didn't get on ESPN,
did
whatever, behind
see
the
that
lines.
60 Minutes.
Yeah, it's like, friggin', dude, you know how much, why did, you know, half the time Tarkanian got us on national news was not a bad, was not good.
It was not a good. Right.
And so he was just basically like, Tark brought all this attention. Right. So you blue hair, shut up about Boy Grant.
Wow.
And I was like, wait, mofo.
You need to write a letter to the editor.
I will. I'm going to be one of those people who writes a letter.
I think you need to.
I guarantee somebody wrote a letter because of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, if I got pissed,
right?
Somebody,
I'll have to look
somebody
for
else
it.
Got pissed.
That's
so
it.
Like,
I missed
that guy.
I missed that one. All right. So that dude, whoever it is, we know, we're not
I don't
sure.
remember his name. I don't want to remember his name because I didn't like his columns either before that. Now I really don't like him. That stupid B columnist. He's a liberal.
Man, people say he's a liberal.
He's a liberal.
People probably talk about me that way.
Yeah.
There's probably a podcast somewhere. That Josh T guy.
I like that T.
No, I mean, you can't deny that, like, Tarkanian did some things. And, you know, on the Lost episode of Flowing with Famous, we talked about the fact that, you know, we have the Save Mart Center.
Because of Tark.
I mean,
and I remember going to Selen Arena, and they had the Tark meter, getting that the noise level with
right.
The Selen Arena had never been so loud before.
Right.
I mean, it was just it's really the Tarkane is just like this. You have this. There's as much in the good column as there is in the bad column.
Right. All right. So now that we're done ranting, which was fun. I feel
ranting's
good about
fun.
It.
Well, a little. We always like to talk about retail.
Okay.
Or wait, before that.
Oh.
Since we're on more B stuff, Rana Roscoe has retired. Is he retired or is he retiring?
No, he's retiring in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
41 years.
And he's the one that coined.
He
red
coined
wave.
The red wave, from what I hear. I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? That's crazy. So he worked in the sports department for. I don't know, forever, you know? I mean, so he's been at the B for 41 years?
41
no,
years?
No, more
think,
than that.
I think so.
Yeah, 41, because he started in 1970. So he's my cubicle mate.
Aw.
Yeah. So, and...
are you going to get his cubicle now?
Yeah, I this is all mine. no, but he... he started on the day that Patty Hearst was kidnapped.
Oh,
or whatever.
Wow.
That was his
first day to start.
Yeah, right. And so he like tells the story about it, how crazy it was or whatever. But so he was in the sports department for a long time. And yeah, he coined Red Wave.
Dang, yeah. Dude. That's big.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then now he does the religion beat. And I think he's been to 250 congregations or something. Some kind of ridiculous number around town, and written little kind of pieces about all them. And he does a lot of stuff. He was famous in the last year and this year for the Tiger Beat. You know, the Tigers. At
oh,
the
yes. Yeah, watching the Tiger.
Yeah, he wrote all the Tiger stories, which were like huge.
He's assigned to it.
Yeah. No, that was his.
Come on, Ron.
And he would go out, and he was so happy to do it. It was awesome. He was like going out, and he would come back and be like, oh, the Tiger. And he would give us all the updates.
The Tigers
are
looking cute.
Yeah. And then they were, I think at a certain point they got too big. So first he couldn't go see him really in the thing because the mom tiger was there.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I will kill you.
Hey, you know what, Ron? Not now.
Right. But they would send the photographer in. They would be like, well, you can go.
Right, go ahead. Not Ron. Wait, Ron's too delicate. No, send him in there.
And then eventually the Tigers themselves became too big. So, but yeah, so that was all. That was he will go down as the Tiger Beat guy. Everything else he's done, wiped away.
Red Wave and Tiger Beat.
He's the Tiger Beat guy. So, nice. Yeah, no, that's, but I'm, 41 years, that's pretty.
You gonna be able to do that?
Pretty, I don't know.
You can do that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Man, I would be older than I am now.
Wouldn't be as old as you think right now.
Yeah.
It is. You're mentioning tigers. That reminds me how.
Okay.
Have you seen that video that the zoo put together? That how the safari thing is going to look and all.
I have not. No.
But their construction is like ahead of schedule because it's barely raining this year.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's going to be done in the summer. I want to say or early fall, and like that savannah. I think it was due in the late fall, right. But now that there's like it's barely rained, they're so far ahead that
they're pushing through.
But
for
they
summer.
Might still use the original date because it's going to take a while for the animals to get acclimated.
Right, right.
But it's going to be a really nice thing. I mean,
they're going to have lions.
Yeah,
they're going to have lions.
Mm-hmm. I think they said they're going to bring in lions. They're going to bring in more animals.
Because
I think that's one of them they said.
I think the zoo, it's so good to have a good zoo.
Mm-hmm. And once that thing's in, it's going to be a
world class
big jewel to tout.
Yeah. Where's the next zoo? San Diego?
Yep. There's LA Zoo. I've never been, but San Francisco, where? I guess. It's by Dodger Stadium.
San Francisco has
the
a zoo?
The LA Zoo is by Dodger Stadium, but yes, doesn't don't they?
I have
they
no have idea. Oakland, Oakland.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Nobody
know
talks about it. Yeah, it seems like San Francisco does have a zoo, but nobody really.
It's San Diego.
I've heard that it's not,
and
that
that's it. So
yeah,
we should really.
It's something certainly a regional thing, for at the very least, people in the valley.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you're in Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah, you'll come to the zoo.
Come up to the zoo for the day.
I mean, I love, and I think we talked about this. I go once a year, and it's during zoo lights. But I really enjoy
it. You need to go during the day one time.
I really enjoy it. So I think it's great. I love it. And if they have lions, I'll go. I will go
there
to
go.
See the lions.
Come on, Chaffee Zoo.
Get the lions.
Get the lions.
I'll go. Did I ever tell you the story? So I went to St. Louis. St. Louis has a zoo. It's free, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so we went to the zoo, and there's a lion. And I'm like, oh, this lion's cool. There's several, but this lion's cool. And I'm
this particular lion.
Yeah, this particular. And it was just chilling out, you know? And it was cool. And we watched it for a long time. We were there for like 10 or 15 minutes just while, and it was not doing it, you know, it was just kind of hanging around. So then we finally leave, and we're across the zoo, and suddenly we hear the most horrifying roar I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it was just like, it was, yeah. And I'm like, was that the lion? Like, we spent 15 minutes, nothing. It was just like sleeping there. I leave, and suddenly it's like roaring at the, I would have loved to have seen it. It was like, Yeah, reverberated through the entire zoo. It was really cool.
I swear in the old, my old house, we were a lot closer to the zoo.
Oh,
I swear once in a while at night I would hear something like unexplainable. Not the trains hitting together.
Coyotes or something?
No, like just zoo. Like
Oh, zoo.
Like
zoo
a zoo.
Noise.
Like somebody at something at the zoo, but I don't know.
It could be,
But yeah, by the way, there's if you're new to the, if you're by the Southern Pacific or no, UP tracks. By the train yard, which is off of Shields, basically.
Okay.
Shields and Weber.
Okay.
In the middle of the night, when they're switching trains out, and they will boom the hugest boom ever. And if you don't know about that, you like 2 a.m. you hear this boom.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell is going on?
That happens down, I live down by the train station downtown, and I'll hear some of that kind of stuff sometimes, too. They're like, what the heck?
Yeah, like, what is happening? Yeah, it's the middle of the night, and there's sounds like a huge explosion somewhere or something. And after a while, you figure out it's a train.
So don't worry, it's just a train.
Chill, it's all right. Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
What else we got going on for us, man?
That's it.
Fulton Mall has a new taqueria.
Oh, yeah?
Called El Guero.
Okay.
It's like by Fresno, Fulton and Fresno.
I have no idea.
Boom.
I don't spend enough time on the mall.
I think it's a 7-day-a-week thing.
Too. Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Well, if that's it, I'll go.
I think breakfast, lunch, and dinner, too.
Oh, man. Okay.
Which is, on Fulton Mall, it's a rarity.
It is, yeah. I'll have to try. So that's close-ish to Peeves. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Castillo's is taking over the old
Russo spot in the Tower District. Yeah, this is a place. Have you been to the one on Kings Canyon?
No.
So this is one of those places where
I don't cruise Kings Canyon enough. Well, I do most Blackstone cruising.
I think it's Kings Canyon.
Might be
Ventura Kings Canyon.
Sure.
As it turns out, yeah. This is one of those places that it's been there forever. And it's like one of those places that people have gone to forever and they just talk about like, oh, Castillo's.
Yeah.
And it's like the best place ever. I've been there once or twice. Mm. And it's really good. So it's cool that they're moving into the tower. I will be interesting to see how they deal with that space because I see that space as Rousseau and, so I don't know. We'll see. It's nice that something's going there because otherwise it would just sit empty there, there in the tower. So, very excited to see that.
The one place I always meant to go to and never did, and now it's closed, but it may open again. Tailspin Tommy's Chandler Airport and restaurant overlooking the tarmac. I'm like, oh, I want to go there. Yeah. I want to go there, and now it's closed.
I ever went to Tailspin Tommy's, but whatever the place I've been
before that,
it was like 2 or 3 places before that, and I have been there many times to eat. But
well, I guess somebody else is buying it.
Okay,
probably I'm probably gonna have a restaurant again. So
Chandler
Airport, get another
chance. Cool place that I think most people don't really know about. So
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull was partially filmed there.
You have to make a point. When this new place opens, to go out there.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right. You got to do it. Well, there you go. That's about all we need.
Is that it?
That's about all we need.
I think that's probably it.
It's probably time to
plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up. Well, I'll let you go and do your plugs.
As always, all the podcasts on the Dorktown Network. Which they're all out of the same studio, which include Dorktown Comedy Podcast.
Great, great stuff.
Get off my podcast.
That's about
Harrison Ford podcast.
You break down every single movie.
Yeah, we just did Patriot Games. Up next is The Fugitive.
My
exciting era for Harrison.
Really?
What, you don't like The Fugitive? I'm going to go through every outhouse, in house, around,
here. Right, but that's not even Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones made that movie.
Well, all right.
That's a Tommy Lee Jones movie in my mind.
Whoa!
Harrison Ford, I don't care about.
You just brought up a topic for that, okay, that episode.
You talk about it, because I don't... Really, that movie, it's like Harrison Ford could have been like, whatever. Tommy Lee Jones made that.
I did not kill my
that's
wife.
That's why...
I don't care!
That's why Tommy Lee Jones is in the sequel.
Oh, that's true, huh?
There you go.
No, Harrison wanted that shit. Can't have Harrison again in that sequel.
Anyway.
And then... The perfect pour. Craft beer podcast.
Man.
We got all locals talking about craft beer.
And it's good. It's a good podcast.
Sure.
Yeah. Anything else?
And a couple recos.
Go. That means recommendations.
Southgate, which I just consider it a local brewery, even
up
though it's
there
in Oakhurst.
Oakhurst, yeah.
Went there for the first time and loved it. Great little place.
Yeah.
And it, best place to go in Oakhurst, I'll tell you that much. Ooh. Although El Cid is great. Like El Cid.
Have
I like to go to El Cid.
God, what's the barbecue place?
I haven't.
There's a barbecue
I'll
place.
Tell you right now.
And it is awesome.
It is awesome.
I can't think of the name, though. Sorry to that place. Jim's, Jerry's, I don't know. Anyway.
Matt was telling me there's some go-to dive bar there too.
Oh, okay.
That has bands play sometimes and pool tables and it's kind of a dive bar, but like it's like the place you go to when there's nothing else going on.
Well, there you go.
But Southgate, good beer, cool little place, and find it. It's just past the Vaughn Shopping Center.
Right,
there.
It's what 41 and 49.
Like the Mariposa side.
49,
yeah, right whatever there. That road is to go to Mariposa. It's just off the 41.
You'll find it. I found it.
Yeah, come on. It's a cool little place. And Fire Sushi, which is on Palm and Board.
Okay.
Little pretty much, it's a restaurant. You can eat there.
The strip mall.
But it's mostly to-go place, but you can eat there just the same. Good little, reasonable sushi. Good reasonable sushi there.
I have been meaning to try it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there you go.
All right. So I will... give a shout out to myself in my day job at the Fresno Bee. So that's FresnoBee.com, FresnoBeeHive.com. And I do a lot of stuff. Tell people information about things if you want to know about what's happening in town. Mostly music, that's my...
The Band Geek.
I do the Band Geek.
Look on the Fresno Bee Hive on Thursdays.
Yeah, if you want to know what's happening music-wise, I tend to get there. Or, here's the thing. Sometimes I wonder if I get everything. So if you see that I don't, let me know.
Let them know or just put in a comment on the post.
Yeah. And then also my rock and roll band, It'll Grow Back is the name of the band. It'll Grow Back on
Punk
Facebook.
Punk rock and roll.
Punk rock, if you want to check us out. We have some stuff coming up in March.
Yeah?
I'm super
some
excited
March shows?
About. Yeah.
What's happening?
We're playing on the 15th in, it's a Sunday. That's going to be at Audie's Olympic. It's going to be with this band, 8 Machine. They're coming out from Portland. And
Portland meets Fresno.
I know. They're cool, though, man. They're really a good band. And they're playing with, we'll be playing with Style Like Revelators.
Oh, yeah. Good band. Good
local
band. So,
yeah. 8 Machine has been through a bunch of times. I think
They're
friends with Audie.
Name.
I think they play there a lot.
I think I've seen them, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. I mean, they've been through, probably a dozen times or more. Mm-hmm. And so this is a Sunday gig. There might be a couple other bands playing. It's, they're trying to make it just a fun kind of Sunday. Maybe they would have a barbecue outside, that kind of stuff, or food trucks or something. So, then the following weekend, we'll be playing at Tiger Sequoia for the Beard and Mustache Club fundraiser.
Ooh, what
so the
was
Beard
that?
And Mustache Club, Fresno Beard and Mustache Club, is trying to do an actual competition in October. Which is, I think, would be cool. They have these competitions where like they judge you on your Van Dyke or whatever. I don't know.
I'm going.
Yeah. So
my beard's looking good right now.
I was gonna say. So anyways, so they're having a competition, but they need some money in order to do it because you gotta have a place to do. I don't know. Whatever. They need money, so they're having a fundraiser. So we're gonna be playing this fundraiser, and I think. I know we're playing for sure. I think, they might be getting some members of the Mofo Party Band will be coming down to do an acoustic thing, I think they're going to do. And
That'd be interesting.
There's somebody. There were, you know, three or four different bands will be playing, and you know there'll be a cover charge of some sort, like a mm-hmm. donation to the people. But yeah. You know, it's there at Tiger Sequoia, which right now is probably my favorite place in Fresno. That beer garden. I'm just like,
yeah,
very very
totally.
Happy to have that there. So, and then the weekend after, man. We'll be playing down at the Celador in Visalia with this guy. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. He's a Israel. He lives in the United States now, but he's a Israeli guitar player. Does this crazy, like, psychedelic punk rock.
Huh.
Really cool stuff. And also this band, Gooch Palms. They're a, like, garage punk band from Australia, I believe.
Wow.
So we'll be opening that show. Super excited. I think that's going to be our first time playing at the Celador. So we're we're super excited. So, you know, and it'll just be cool to go down and hang out in Visalia for the night. So I think we'll probably go and do that. So it'll go back. Facebook.com. It'll go back. You can find us. And
it'll grow backs on Twitter, I think.
And it'll grow backs with an S on mm-hmm. Twitter. And we have a bunch of stuff posted that, so follow us. And follow this podcast.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Flowing with
Pod.
Pod on Twitter.
And give us your likes and stuff. And interact with us, because as much as I love Mike, you know, it's kind of boring when we're just talking about, you know. What do we know about anything?
Well, we know. We don't know anything.
I want you guys to, like, say, you guys are full of shit.
Full of shit.
Even though we're not. We pretty much know what's going on in Fresno. So.
Not that much shit.
All right. You got anything else?
That's it, man.
All right. So I'm going to count us out. So backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2.